This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning. We're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we invite you to join us by telephone this morning with your questions at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Our call letters, WCBM, and our location on the dial, 680, is also the phone number, WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. WCBM 680, 800 WCBM 680. Numerically, that is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That's how you get in touch with us here, and we've got a lot going on this morning. We had Steve Vilnet earlier talking about the Maryland seafood and some of the things that are happening there. I ask about a delivery system on a, well, whatever you want to call it, a can sock, a beer muffin, a koozie, a coolie, a koozie, bright orange koozie with a message for think before you climb, always wear a full body safety harness, Maryland Natural Resources Police Hunter Education Program on a beer koozie. And I'm just wondering, or can koozie, I'll be fair, or a soda koozie or a water coolie or can sock or whatever you want to call it. My question is it a good delivery message, or is the money that was spent on thousands of these things to be distributed throughout the state a good investment, or would there be a better way to deliver that message? I don't know, and that's why I'm asking your questions. You the question. Let's talk to Betty in Lutherville. Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you. I have an invasion of deer in my area.
Right.
And they come and wait for me to leave peanuts out for the squirrels, and they come and have a little feast. I'm wondering now, how in the world are we going to get rid of all these deer if we don't have a deer season right in Lutherville?
Good question. How many acres do you own, Betty?
I don't have any acres. I have a house with a big lawn in the back.
Ah, well, stop leaving peanuts out.
Well, I would do that, except I don't want them to die up here.
Who?
The deer.
Well, they're not going to die if you don't feed them peanuts, trust me.
Well, let me tell you, they're building up on top of their area.
Sure.
Where these deer stayed for many, many years.
Right.
Now they're building, and they're pushing the deer and the foxes and the raccoons and everything right out into the neighborhood.
Well, sure they are. Absolutely. And they will adapt. They will adapt, Betty. They will find food, and if they don't have enough food in that area, they will move. They will wander to find enough food. They're
We've
not going to
waiting for them to move for 3 years.
They're not going to. Well, you keep feeding them.
Nope. I just recently started.
Ah, okay. Well, here's what happens when we have development in an area where there used to be woods and
a big farm.
Okay, a big farm, whatever. Here's what happens. The deer adapt because it is what we have done is created perfect habitat for them. They are Maryland Public Television did a series years ago, back in the 90s, called Creatures of the Forest Edge. And exactly what you're telling me is what they did. They went out in the neighborhoods. They took pictures of deer. Look, I was out walking my dog. I live in a neighborhood in Baltimore County. There's no woods around me for, I don't know, a quarter of a mile. I was out walking the dog last night and heard a deer snort. And I said, that was a deer. And I looked in my neighbor's yard, and there were two there. Walked out the other night, there were four standing in my yard. So, I mean, you know, they adapt. They find what they're looking for. And if you've got you know, if you got oak trees, they're eating acorns. If you got, you know, beech nuts or whatever, they're eating that. They're going to eat your hosta. They're going to eat any ornamental shrubbery you might have or your neighbors might have. They'll adapt, but the problem is you're not going to get rid of them. And you said about a hunting season in Lutherville, that's not going to be allowed because Lutherville is in the gun-free zone in Baltimore County.
Yeah, I understand that.
So, I mean, I understand your frustration. And if there were some places in that area where somebody could hunt, you know, somebody had 5 or 6 or 10 acres, they could maybe plant a food plot, put down a mineral lick or something like that, and be able to take out some of those deer and help that. But, you know, you're stuck.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There she goes. John in Queen Anne's County. Good morning. John, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. On the koozie issue.
Yes, sir.
I understand that, you know, you're concerned with deer and hunting.
Yep. I'm more concerned with safety.
Or safety overall. But you have to understand that reflects that somebody makes a critical distinction of appropriate times for things and responsible uses of everything. So responsible use of alcohol, which would be in moderation and not around firearms, that those people are making that assumption that for the majority of it, that's it. But also, if they are going to use it for beer, and generally people don't drink alone, they drink with others. So in terms of for each one to tell some about the message of safety, that's a way of having that as a discussion point with multiple people and dispersing it through the population.
Okay.
So
you're thinking the delivery system's just fine. The message is good. The delivery system's fine. It's no problem. You know, maybe we ought to get Budweiser or Miller or somebody to sponsor some of this stuff. What do you think?
I think it is an edgy thing, but again, I think that the idea is they're making the assumption that people are responsible and that not everyone
really
is responsible.
Really?
There's, I'm trying to keep this at the positive there.
Uh-huh.
You know,
are you a hunter education instructor?
No, I'm not an instructor on it. I am not.
Are you a hunter?
I am a hunter, and I have been involved in the process, but...
Are you a beer drinker? What do you mean you've been involved in what process?
Of firearm safety education.
Okay.
And, again, if a person that drinks beer, that should not preclude him from in his same lifetime. Not at the same time, but that there are responsible times. Just like with driving, if they were to put a safe driving message on a koozie, would that be ridiculous?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Or a safe boating, because they all are of the same ilk.
That is why. No, wait. You say they. Who's they? Who's they, John? I want you to make a distinction who they is of the same ilk. Who are you talking about?
Of people assuming the responsibility for the lives and safety of others and themselves. Whether they're picking up a firearm, whether they're getting behind the wheel of an automobile and operating it and getting on the public highways, or getting into a boat and going on the waterways that are shared with others.
They're all of the same ilk. What of what ilk are you, John? Are you above that?
Not at all. Not at all. If whether
I mean, you made a pretty broad assumption there, and I want to know if I'm one of the ilk or you know, where okay. do I come in on this deal?
Okay, the word ilk. Okay, let's put it this way. A responsible citizen that is going to safely operate, whether it be a land motor vehicle, air motor vehicle, water motor vehicle, or take into their hands a firearm, all of them are taking on the responsibility for other people's lives.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Okay. Faced with this situation in my life, went to a turkey shoot. Not going to tell you where or when.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a turkey shoot. Are you familiar with the way a turkey shoot works?
Absolutely.
All right. Targets are put up. You load your firearm one round. You shoot your target. You set your firearm down. You take a break while they gather the targets and check the targets for the pellet, shotgun pellet that's closest to the X on the target. Whoever's closest to the X wins the prize, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Cash, turkey, ham, you name it. During that time, any number of these shooters, I would say probably, let's say there's 30 people on the line, I would say 10 of them would go to their trucks and pop their coolers and drink a beer in between the rounds of the turkey shoot.
Entirely unacceptable. And the range safety officer, as soon as he saw anybody pick up or touch an alcohol or drink an alcoholic beverage, they should not have been let back on the firing line.
Perfectly acceptable. None of the range officers really gave a rat's rear end what the consumer did as long as they paid their money for their turkey shoot. They never checked their vehicles. They never watched them. They never paid any attention to what anybody was doing. They basically stayed in the building and added up the scores.
Then those people are as big of slobs to the rest of the world as the people that were doing the drinking and then handling a firearm. Unacceptable.
Okay. Just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Hey, and just in my opinion there, that is just as unacceptable as the jackasses that are texting or trying to scroll through a screen on their phone while driving. Absolutely as dangerous and as threatening to yours and my and every other citizen's safety out there. No difference between them, and people should be equally as offended by all of those actions.
Thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it.
One quick one on your Doe Harvest Challenge.
Yes, sir.
The automobile insurance companies are getting a free ride out of this, and they ought to be helping sponsor it. Because not only are they saving a huge amount of money on automobile repairs, but hey, if just one life can be saved, it has to be worth it.
Well, not according to Harry Reid.
Well, that's...
Walt in Catonsville. Good morning, Walt. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I got a couple things. First of all, 99.9% people call them snuggies.
Snuggies. There's another word. 99.9, huh? You're the first caller into the show that has called it a snuggies.
They are snuggies.
Okay, snuggies.
Okay, also... I know you've been down the Eastern Shore a million times.
I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
There are sporting goods.
You know where the place is?
I know where there are a lot of places. There are sporting goods stores that sell firearms and ammunition and alcoholic beverages.
Well, when we were going down the shore, we had a place in Centerville, and we had a place in Kennedyville. We had a place in Southeast Creek. And we come out of Centerville and see that store, and it always made us laugh.
Right.
Because it just seemed ironic that you would beer, wine, and...
I understand. Sure. I understand the whole deal. I'm just asking, because this is a state agency dedicated to hunter safety, if this is a proper delivery system. That's
no,
all.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
All right.
Because if you think about the people who are out on the water, I guess they're trying to address those people because...
No, it has nothing to do with being on the water. This has... Think before you climb. Always wear a full body safety harness. Maryland, or DNR.Maryland.gov, Maryland Natural Resources Police Hunter Education Program. On the other side, it has hunt from a tree stand, ? Always wear a full body safety harness. Again, Maryland Natural Resources Police Hunter Education Program, www.DNR.Maryland.gov. It's to reach people who climb tree stands while they're hunting. Deer hunters. Squirrel hunters don't do it. Waterfowl hunters don't do it.
Well.
Okay? That's the message.
Your point. I could make some funny comments.
Well, I could too, but I'm trying to keep it. I'm trying to keep it sane here. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Walt. All right, buddy. See ya. There he goes. All right. Who wrote that at the bottom? Brian did? All right. Well, he's probably right. I got a message on the computer screen here that wasn't highly complimentary, but you know what? That's all right. My goodness. Hey, we're giving a muzzleloader away. Are most of these people in the contest that are calling in? Yep, you got them? Okay. It's very simple. You call in, you leave your number, then you go on the air and say hi. That's pretty much it. Or ask a question or make a comment, whatever you want to do. You're welcome to do that. The bonus point or preference point is when you go to Facebook and like us on Facebook, The Outdoorsman Radio Show. It's like The Ohio State or whatever they football players say. The Outdoorsman Radio Show's Facebook page. Did you like us yet, Nick? My own producer hasn't liked us yet. How long you been here? How long? Do you ever listen to what I say, or do you just do your thing over there? He doesn't even listen. That's fine. All right. So go to The Outdoorsman Radio Show on Facebook. Like us, and then sign in there and make a comment. If you want to leave your name and number, that'd be fine. If you call in the radio show, you get a preference point. You get an extra entry into the muzzleloader contest if you do that. And, you know, Ellis Outdoors has Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can like all those Facebook pages if you're into that social media. Okay, there we go. Now, said all that to say, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They are your Browning Hunting headquarters. They have the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch. It is composite stock with DuraTouch armor coating, which means it won't rust, and mossy oak camo. That is a 10-gauge. They also have the BPS pump shotgun, also available in mossy oak camo, if you like. It is a bottom ejection shotgun. Comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. And there are even deer models available in 12 and 20 gauge. And then the A5 has been reintroduced with a 100,000 round and 5-year guarantee. That is a recoil operated auto loader. There's the Maxis, an autoloader shotgun for waterfowl hunting. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and that's also available in mossy oak camo. And then, of course, the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt action. I have an A-Bolt, their older model, in 300 Win Mag. Boy, that's a tack driver, let me tell you. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. You'll like this high-powered rifle from Browning. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Website is clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay informed all day on the latest breaking news and stimulating talk. Listen while you work on AM 680 and WCBM.com. The most powerful names in news and talk, Fox News and Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Turn it up.
Let's talk to Tom in Rosedale. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
All right, Alan. Thank you for letting me sign up for the shotgun.
Sure. It's a muzzleloader, but that's okay.
Yeah, and the Cooley situation that you're raising.
Yeah.
Well, our fearless leaders in the government there, they know that no one drinks and carries firearms. So that never even mentioned their mind, that entered their mind.
I got you. All right. All right, I got you.
Our taxes at work, baby.
Well, I don't know where the money comes from, but and I haven't tracked it down yet. I just picked this up the other day. But I do have an email here from a friend of mine, and he raises a good question. Why does Budweiser have such a large marketing campaign for hunting and deer season? Because outdoorsmen per capita drink a ton of beer. Does beer have a place in the deer stand? Heck no. But they do include the ambulance chaser language, please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Beer is for camp, not in the woods. I can see where one may think that using a koozie insinuates encouragement of drinking in the tree, but they could be drinking a pop or a soda. He advises me, let this one slide. Marketing tchotchkes is something that I employ in parts of my job. The koozie is one of the cheap marketing giveaways that is very effective. It is continually used in a social atmosphere until it falls apart. Many people will read the message over and over throughout its life. Give them a pass for the effectiveness of the marketing tool on this one. So there you go. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, I got one more question for you.
Okay.
I got an opportunity to hunt a virgin pond that I know is loaded with bass. Is it too late in the season, or do you think?
Oh my gosh, no! This is great. I'd be throwing a surface lure out there and seeing what's going on.
Yeah. Well, about 30 years ago, they were fishing it, and everybody got old, and no one's touched it, but the fish are still in there.
Well, sure. Getting old and fat, just like me.
Yeah, I've got grandma's son, and I think we'll have to throw a line in the water.
That sounds like a plan. All right, Tom, appreciate
it. Have a great show, Alan. Keep it up, will you, bud?
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. Right, there he goes. Let's talk to Richard on the Eastern Shore, and then we got to go to a break. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Richard?
Doing all right. Met your can koozies.
Yes, sir.
It's marketing genius.
Okay.
You spent almost 2 hours talking about not only fall safety, but also about the dangers of guns and alcohol.
Exactly right. You're absolutely right, Richard. Yep, you're absolutely right. And even though I'm not overjoyed about the delivery system, I'm talking about not drinking and having a firearm in your possession. I'm talking about falls from tree stand. I'm talking about wearing a safety harness, and the message is getting out.
And the third part for me is this delivery system is far preferable than some legislature making a law telling me I have to.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. Good deal. So I just, I wanted to toss it out there. I wanted to see what everybody thought about it. And I've got a wide variety of opinions. I just thought it was, I personally thought it was a poor delivery system. Maybe I have to rethink that.
Like I said, your publicity is all about getting the message out. I mean, if it wasn't controversial, nobody'd care.
Yeah, just don't spell my name wrong, huh?
Exactly.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Thanks, Richard. See ya. There he goes. I know who that is. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland Blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It's estimated Americans will spend $28 billion this year on medical care for their pets. Veterinarians are charging more, and people are willing to pay when their animals get sick. They're part of the family. The good news is you may have some leeway on what you pay for certain treatments. Veterinarians admit pricing for the same procedures can vary by hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Costs depend on factors like where you live, your vet's training, and if the office is private or part of a chain. The best way to save is to get multiple bids. Whether you need routine care or an expensive operation, call multiple animal hospitals and ask what they charge. Also, check online reviews. Be sure to ask for an itemized list of what each element of your pet's treatment will cost and ask why it's necessary. Inquire about discounts for senior pets and find out what you can do at home, like administering shots for diabetes. Try to schedule procedures for the morning. If your pet can come home at night, you'll avoid paying for an overnight stay. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
A John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the shore thing. I'm bona fide,
certified basic Eastern Shore Redneck USA.
Bird Dog Wheeler. How about that? Guess what? Bird Dog Wheeler works for Budweiser on the Eastern Shore. Amazing, isn't it? Let's talk to Chris in PA and then Jennifer in Timonium. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
How you doing, Ellis? I'd like to be in the muzzleloader challenge.
You are in there.
All right, great. Hey, I'm taking the family do a little live line this morning, but I'd much rather be down Blackwater hunting sickas.
Well, Blackwater's closed.
Yes, it is.
As is Assateague, as is Chincoteague, as is all the national wildlife refuges.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing this year, and I'm hoping to get it open back up for the muzzleloader season.
Good luck on that. We've got a budget. We got a budget battle coming up, and guess what the hot number date is on that? October 17th is when we run out of money, according to our Treasury Secretary. Guess what October 17th is?
That's opening day of muzzleloader.
That is the opening day of the early muzzleloader season. So I wouldn't put a lot of hope in Blackwater this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, everybody bought their permits, and I know they're not going to get reimbursed or anything.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Nope.
So, well.
I was talking to a fella. He said that the bow hunting that they have on the Army bases, that's all been shut down.
Oh, everything. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's spread as much pain to as many people as possible. That's the message from our lawmakers right now.
It is. It's sad, isn't it?
Well, our Democrat lawmakers.
Yeah. Let's make a distinction there.
Very much. How you Obama voters liking all this right now? I'm just checking. So.
Yeah, well, I'm not one, so I wouldn't know.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chris.
All right, have fun. Have a good show.
You too. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, I'm going to put an appeal out right now to our friend Charles. Charles, we haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. You're not returning my phone call. And I hope if you're listening, you'll be well enough to give us a call. But we don't know. Good morning, Jennifer. How's that? Jennifer, hello? Jennifer? Hello, Jennifer? Did Jennifer get in the contest? Oh, well, you got to go on the air. Jennifer, you got to go in the air. Sorry, I don't know why I didn't wait, but... Yeah, I know, I got her email, so... All right. There are a number of, we're going to change subject. There are a number of charity events around the country, and one of the most famous is the Wyoming Antelope Contest. It is a one-shot antelope contest. You may have seen this on the Outdoor Channel. We have a similar event here, which is a fundraiser for folks in Dorchester County, the Grand National Waterfowl Event. And celebrities are invited in. They provide hunting opportunities for them on some of the RSAs and some of the farms in Dorchester County. But in Wyoming, it's an antelope hunt, and the governors participate, and the chicken squat governor of Colorado intentionally missed his antelope because he, you know, big gun guy. He didn't want people to think he was a killer, but. Anyway, I digress. Vice President Cheney was there this year, and his gun malfunctioned. He went to take a shot at antelope. His gun malfunctioned, wouldn't fire. And this was a couple of weeks ago. The vice president is an excellent shot, the captain of Cheney's hunting team said. He had a gun malfunction. I think he's so excited and enjoyed this so much, he'll be back next year. Cheney blamed a small problem with the manufacturer. I don't take it personally. He said, I'm sure it was a small problem with the manufacturer, but I will be back next year, and I have enjoyed it. It's been fantastic. It's great to spend so much time with some fine folks. In the ABC News report, one of the captains of a competing team, Rib Cheney, saying is that the good news is his gun didn't work and nobody got hurt. In 2006, of course, the news media has to point this out. Cheney injured one of his quail hunting partners when he accidentally shot him in the face, neck, and chest. A man suffered a heart attack during the incident but survived. The one-shot antelope hunt competition, each hunter gets one shot to kill an antelope. The team with the highest success rate wins. At the event, Cheney raised $26,000 for a wildlife nonprofit organization. Now, considering the source of this, this is The Hill, which is a really bizarre news outlet out of Washington, D.C. And I'd like you to listen to the audio as this representative from The Hill, I think it is the writer, Jonathan Easley, explains Cheney's gun malfunction in a charity antelope hunt. And I'd just like you to listen to the tone. That's what annoyed me so much. And then I'd like your comments at 410-922-6680.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney was involved in another hunting incident over the weekend. He was up in Wyoming for a charity antelope hunt, where each contestant gets one chance, one bullet, to shoot an antelope. Cheney went to shoot his, and the gun malfunctioned. It never went off. Now remember back in 2006, Cheney was quail hunting, and he accidentally shot one of his hunting partners in the neck, face, and chest. The man suffered a heart attack, but he survived, and this latest hunting incident also had a happy ending. No antelopes were harmed.
Snarky little sucker. Why is that such a happy ending that no antelopes were harmed? You know what? There's about a zillion antelopes in Wyoming. Well, maybe not quite a zillion, maybe half a zillion, but there's lots of antelopes. Now, I will say this, on the ranch I hunted, the 88 Ranch outside of Douglas, they've had a tremendous problem, just like we've had here in Maryland and they've had throughout the Midwest, with epizootic hemorrhagic disease, EHD, or blue tongue, as some people call it. They've had some dry summers. They've had antelope that are gathering around the watering holes and, you know, that they put out for their cattle and their horses and things like that. The antelope gather there. They're getting bitten by a little midge or a no-see-em, and they wind up with EHD. It's killed about a third of the antelopes on their ranch, and that ranch is 45,000 acres. However, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the tone of this Hill reporter.
And the good news is, no antelopes were harmed. Nah, 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 nah. And Cheney also shot another guy.
I don't know. Is it me? Is it my mood today? I've been feeling well all week, but, you know, I'm just trying to entertain you folks and get you to think and provoke some conversation. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Don't forget to call, get in the muzzleloader contest, go on the air, or email us. It has to be in the contest, and we'll be more than glad to put you in there. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. They do sell Thompson Center muzzleloaders. They specialize in Thompson Center. That's another brand of muzzleloader. Season's coming up on the 17th. Time for you to get a new muzzleloader, if you like, a new inline muzzleloader from Thompson Center. They've come out with some new models. They've discontinued the Omega line, which is a very nice muzzleloader. I happen to have one of those. I happen to have two of them, and my buddy Dave has one of them now. And we just had... I've always had good success with Thompson Center. I have a CVA. I have a couple of Thompson Center traditional muzzle loaders. But Clyde's is the ones that sell the Encore. And there's a couple other models that they sell. At 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108. Now, they have the Pro Hunter FX. It's basically an Encore muzzleloader only. And you'll like that. And the Triumph is another one that I have. So there you go. You can check all that out at Clyde Sports Shop. They're fully equipped for hunting season. And don't forget, they're your full-line Browning dealer, too. I mentioned the Browning firearms throughout the show here. So give them a call or stop in at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The website is clydesports.com. The phone number, 410-242-6108.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the Igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's talk Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for calling back.
Good morning, Alan. Politics. Alan, our kids were brainwashed in school.
I know.
And also, all the more reason for gun owners to register to vote and vote.
Correct. 100%.
That's all I have to say. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank
you.
All righty. Bye-bye. There she goes. Max in Finksburg. Good morning, Max. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, just wanted to get entered into the contest. And with the Hill put out about Vice President Cheney, why should we expect anything like that?
Exactly. Yeah, I know. That's pretty much what
I realize that Ted Kennedy has passed on, but I still rather hunt with President Cheney, Vice President Cheney, than I would ride in a car with him.
Absolutely.
But and there's the little can holders.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen any of them for sale lately. I know they're a giveaway, but probably 99.9% are being given out to kids in these hunter safety classes. Hopefully they're going around Coca-Cola cans or Pepsi cans.
I hope you're right, brother.
Okay.
Thanks, Max. See you. Bye-bye. Let's see. Ben in Catonsville. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm good.
Good?
Tell me you've been going on playing archery.
I have been doing archery with my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is it fun?
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing. It's fun. Yeah, and I see you go fishing, too. Is that right?
Yep.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught? A bluegill?
I didn't even catch one, but...
You didn't?
But, there was a fish that got me. Got the hook.
Yeah, that happens. All right. You got a nice lake down there in Columbia, Centennial Lake. That's pretty close to you. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fish there. So get yourself some worms and some bobbers and go fish and catch. When you catch something, I want you to call me back.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That's where I went, too.
Did you? Centennial Lake?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, good, Ben. It sounds like you're on your way there, and you keep enjoying that archery. You know, my grandson, Jacob, he has a bow now. He's going to go hunting next year with his bow. He's practicing this year, but he started out shooting with the Cub Scouts and stuff, and he was a champion 2 years in a row at their archery contest. So he's pretty good, and that was when he was about 10 and 11. So you just keep practicing, and you'll get much better.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So,
I'm going to be a Cub Scout, too.
Yeah, I know you're a Cub Scout. Yep. So, all right, Ben. Well, I appreciate the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm almost going to turn 8.
You're almost going to turn 8?
Yeah.
Wow. When's your birthday?
December 29th.
Okay. Well, I'll remember that. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There goes Ben. Nancy, good morning. How are you, Nancy?
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks. I just wanted to make a point on the snarks. I think that's a good name for them.
The hill people?
Yeah.
The snarky people? Yeah,
they're
exactly.
They're all repetitive, very predictable, boring, and disgusting.
Exactly.
And that's...
Thank you. I agree with you 100%.
I agree with what you were saying as well.
Yeah. He shot somebody. Yeah, he shot somebody. You know, accidents, sometimes they occur. My son-in-law was shot.
Really?
Yeah, they were on a bird hunt, and a bird went out low, and he was shot. I'm not going to tell you who shot him, but not quite as famous as Cheney, but it was a well-known personality here in Maryland. So there you go.
We won't hear about that.
Yeah, so, but everybody survived.
Yeah, well, that's what counts.
That's right.
But, you know, they have it in for all of us, Cheney and everybody else. So they need to do a lot of pecking to find us.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Thanks, Nancy.
How they live.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's go to Harry in Baltimore. Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Pretty good, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
All right. Yeah, about that guy was making a comment about Cheney.
Yeah.
Just like the first lady said, it's all about brainwashing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They're trying to brainwash people to fit their agenda.
The object of a one-shot antelope hunt is to kill an antelope.
Right.
And raise money for charity, which is what these people are doing. Thousands and thousands of dollars for conservation. But let's overlook that and make some snarky-ass comment about our former vice president.
You know what? I agree with you. And whenever I have conversation with somebody that's anti-Second Amendment, you know, they always get aggravated when I always remind them that, you know, Ted Kennedy killed more people with his car than I have with my gun.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Caught me in the middle of a slurp of coffee. Didn't know he was done that quick. Tony, good morning. How are you doing, Tony?
Morning, Alan. How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Okay. I just wanted to call in, get in the contest.
You're in?
And I think that koozie idea is pretty good, actually.
Do you? Okay.
Well, you know, I got some of those things that are probably 10 years old sitting in the cabinet.
Right.
So they do hang around a long time.
They do that. Yep. No question.
You put a magazine ad in, and, you know, in a month it's in the recycling.
So. Mm-hmm.
And plus they probably cost about a nickel a piece.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they cost, but it's, you know, it just struck me as odd. That's all, that, you know, that they would use this type of delivery system.
Well, at least it's not shot glasses, you know.
Well, now, you know, you say a nickel a piece, you talk about a magazine ad. That's my business, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. But,
oh, absolutely.
But, and I hope you don't recycle my magazine. I mean, that's something you need to hold on to and treasure near and dear for years and years and years.
Do you sell binders for them?
No.
Okay.
No, they're free. So you could buy your own binder, and you don't have to pay for the magazine. Interesting comment on that. I just thought that, you know, as soon as it hit me, as soon as I saw it, I went, oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. So that's why I threw it out. It's just something to talk about.
Yep, very cool.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day, Alan.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Good morning, Kev. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I got to say I kind of agree with you, but disagree with you on the whole Cheney thing. And the way I kind of disagree with you is that, in the end, I think the guy's just trying to be lighthearted and just trying to say, like, you know, nobody was hurt.
No, he's not trying to be lighthearted. He's trying to be a jackass like the Inside the Beltway crowd is. Have you ever read The Hill?
No, I haven't read The Hill. I'll admit that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying is I think what he was trying to, the part I agree with you is that the way he presented it in the first place saying that Cheney was involved in yet another hunting mishap. I mean, that's totally misleading. It wasn't a mishap. It was always a, you know, weapon malfunction.
Right.
But I think he was just trying to be lighthearted in the end. I mean, I'm totally with you on 99% of everything, but except for I think it was just, you know, a lighthearted joke.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you Google Cheney's gun malfunctions, go to the Hill, and watch the video for yourself and see what you think after you view the guy. I just played the sound.
That's true. I just heard the sound from you, and that was it.
Yeah, but go see the video and see the body language and the facial expressions.
Well, I hear you on that, okay. I actually will.
Good. Let me know what you think. Snarky. Snarky, man. Totally snarky. Yeah. These inside the Beltway types, that, especially these journalists that think they're funny. This guy wasn't funny, you know. Oh, the man had a heart attack. Really? Did he have a heart attack at the time? Tell me about that. Anyway. Covered a lot of ground here this morning, didn't we? Wore Nick out. Nick's our new producer. He's never been here through a muzzleloader contest before. Whole lot of calls is right, and that's what we like. Remind you, just go to The Outdoors and Radio Show, like us on Facebook, make a note, comment, and you get a bonus point for being in the muzzleloader contest. In other words, you get two chances if you like us on Facebook. All right, now get out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed.